All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we didn't do during the course of the show today, including I'm going to start off with a joke today. The news has been so heavy recently, and we've talked so much.
Exciting.
Wade and all this stuff. Chloe sent me a joke, but I love what she said. She said, I heard this really funny joke, and I wanted to share it, but I didn't think the radio could handle it, so maybe in the Aftercast. I'm like, oh, delightful. Bring it. It's not a bad joke. It's not dirty or anything. But yeah, sometimes the radio people don't handle things like the Potties do. So here we go. What did the cannibal do during praise and worship? What did the cannibal do during praise and worship?
Eat the hands that were raised up.
He threw up his hands. Come on, that's funny.
No, that's good, but the imagery is tough.
Yeah, threw up his hands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the imagery is tough.
She was right for this. She was right on this one. For the show, that would have been, I don't know, that's funny. I that one could have worked for, I can tell it would not have worked for the best worst joke because you guys both hated it. Definitely affected my chances of winning. But I think that's funny, Chloe. You're the best. Do you guys know who Billy Joe Armstrong is?
No.
Well, then you know the...
An astronaut?
No, you know the band Green Day?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's the lead singer of Green Day. Well, after Roe versus Wade, he was on stage and he renounced his American citizenship.
Okay.
I love this so much.
I walk a lonely street.
Yeah, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I just love when people are like, if something politically happens that I don't agree with, I'm leaving America, you know? Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg, Trump. Raven Simone, Trump. Amy Schumer, Trump. Cher, Trump. Samuel L. Jackson, Trump. Bryan Cranston, Trump. Leah Dunham, Trump. Nev Campbell, Trump. Barbra Streisand, Trump. Keegan-Michael Key, Trump. All these people were like, I'm leaving America. Did any of them leave America?
No.
Not a single one. And it's weird because it's always Democrats that are like, well, if this happens that I don't like, I'm leaving America. And like, you don't hear Republicans saying that stuff because, I mean, it's a hollow threat. It's an empty threat.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so funny. Like, maybe it's just there's not a lot of Republican celebrities, maybe. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I just find that really funny. We should keep a list of everybody that says that and then new rule. Force them to leave. Like, if you're going to make that threat, you got to make good on it. Especially if you're a celebrity. You got the means to do it. Someone had said Billy Joel might move to London. If he does that, okay, fine. Good enough. You know, you're probably going to have to pay American taxes because you can't just say, I renounce America, you know.
Yeah.
You still got to pay taxes, Chief.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Like, why say it if you're not going to do it?
Exactly. Exactly.
You're just trying to make a statement.
I remember one time when I was first got here, I was struggling in this format and people just didn't like me and I was fighting with people every day and I was just burnt. And it's only a few months in. I was like, okay,
oh boy,
this is bad. And one night we were doing a show. And I got an email and a call, and I just had enough. I said, okay, we'll do five calls it, because we do that with dumb things. And I said, if the majority says that I need to leave, I will leave today. I'll quit. And I think it was Zach. It said, what do you do if it comes out? Like, five calls. What if it comes against you? I said, I'll quit. I'll quit tonight. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, absolutely. Because your word means that much. You know, at least it does to me. And so I was prepared to walk out of the studio that night had it not gone my way.
How would your wife have handled that?
Probably
she would have been like, ah, it's a typical Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic.
This one would have been, I think she would have been frustrated with this one. If she's never prevented me from quitting any other job that I've been at. Like when it was time to go, she was like, yeah, you should leave. Or there's been other times where she's told me to leave. Like all my mainstream radio jobs, like there were different times where she's like, you just should not be there anymore. And I stayed longer or whatever. But this is the only job she never, ever said, I think you should quit, or I think you need to leave. She always was like, I don't know, I think you're just still there for a reason and a purpose. And so she's part of the reason that I'm still here. But I would have left. Absolutely, I would have left. So there you go. Celebrities, leave this country. If you're going to say it, do it. Lady Rock, we got a bunch of stuff from Lady Rock today, and I'm excited.
Yes, we do. So the first off, we're going to talk about Chris Pratt. I know him mainly from Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. but I know you know him from the raccoon movie. What is it?
Oh, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. But then he's also, you know, Andy from Parks and Recreation.
That's true. But in his first marriage with actress Anna Faris, they had a son together. He was born premature, and he's got a lot of health issues. But he later on, they split ways, and he ended up marrying the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes. which is a big deal. Her name is Catherine, and they recently had a daughter, and he praised her for giving birth to their, quote, healthy baby girl.
He said, like, my beautiful, healthy baby
yes.
girl.
And he didn't mean anything no. by it. He's just thankful that the baby was born healthy.
Any parent would be.
That's
absolutely.
It. But a lot of people started giving him issues, calling him out and saying how he dissed his first wife, Anna,
yes.
as well as his son. And as you can imagine, Chris, that just killed him because that's not what he meant. And in a recent interview, he said, quote, my son's going to read that one day. He's 9 and it's etched in digital stone. Mm. I cried about it.
That's interesting because, yeah, he didn't mean that. He was taking a moment in his life and being thankful for having a healthy child. He wasn't saying anything negative about his past wife, about his other child. Like no one does that, but everyone, no one, when you're having a child, no one is wishing for a child that's not healthy,
right?
You know, just be honest about it,
right?
You take it either way, but you just be honest. And so he was like, man, I'm just thankful. And but that's never enough for people. They all went nuts on him.
Yep.
And I do feel bad that he's right. Like someday that spin is his kid will, someone will say it to him, and he's gonna have to then address it with him and stuff like that, where it's should have been a non-issue forever, but then he's going to have to deal with
but
it.
But I guess that's the price you pay for being in the limelight.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He also said in this interview that he thinks it's pretty funny that he has become the face of religion.
In Hollywood, for sure.
Yeah, because he says he actually doesn't believe in religion. He said, I believe in a very real God, but not religion. He believes that religion has become customs created by man to control people, to make money from them, to steal land and to justify hatred.
He's a Christian, and I get this. It's a really hard line when you say, it's kind of like when bands used to say, we're Christians in a band, but we're not a Christian band. You know, it's kind of like saying, well, I believe in God, but I'm not a part of the church. Where, you know, we technically kind of all part of the church. The church is people. It's not buildings. But I get where he's distancing himself from the negative side of what people have done to religion. And that's very true. We've made it so complicated. We've made it more hate-filled than God ever intended it to be. And I think that if we did focus more on having just a really strong personal relationship with God, that maybe it would make our churches look a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were all as individuals being really good at that, it might make us, when we gather together, look differently.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I mean, I can't say that he's wrong. You look at how religion per se and denominations started and came about and evolved, not the monkey kind, but they, I always feel like I have to say that. I used to have to say that, but not anymore. People are normal now. But like, it's because a lot of people couldn't get along, so they started new doctrines. And then as an offshoot of that, they used different things that they were creating and putting into it to then segregate themselves and separate themselves from other people. And it just got so messy. If you look at Judaism, you know, all the things like in Leviticus and all these things that were supposedly, you know, this is the word of God. No, it was Jewish laws that they put into everyday life and made it super complicated. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't what God did at all. Like, if you look at what Jesus, this is what I always go back to on this debate. When you look at the Pharisees trying to trap Jesus, and they say, okay, teacher, what is the greatest law? You know, what, you know, there's all these laws, so what's the one we need to focus on? And he was so simple. He could have listed anything. He could have given them, well, you need to do all 632 of these laws. He said, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love people as yourself. Like, that's it. He boiled it down to those two things. And if we do those two things, look how different our world would look. You know, like if we loved people the way we want to be loved, if we treated people the way we want to be treated, our world would look so much differently. And I mean, man, if we loved God, like, you know, what this country was founded on, this country would look differently.
Yeah, we're really focused on, I think, correction and trying right. to get everyone to almost follow things to a certain dotted line, Pharisee-like way. But really, it just doesn't have to be that way. It does just have to be about love.
Yeah, because a lot of times too, and we tell people to come to Jesus, but we give them the list of everything they got to fix to come to Jesus. Okay, well, you know, you can't swear, you can't drink, can't do this, you know. And again, these are all things we've added into it, you know. And because, like, okay, like example, I'm not going to say swearing's right, but if you look at it, you know, you want the words out of your mouth to be words that glorify and edify. I mean, that's scriptural. But like the big swear is don't take the Lord's name in vain. Like he said, that's it. You know, Kathy Lee Gifford was funny. She said, I will adhere to the concept of not ever taking the Lord's name in vain. But as for the swear words, or as for the words that men made up, they're fair game for me, you know, like, and I'm like, okay, I get that. And I'm not advocating swearing. I try, you know, there's times where I let loose too, and I shouldn't. But my point being in all of this is that we added a lot of things to this that weren't necessarily there. And then we tell people to correct all these things to come to Jesus. And Jesus is like, come to me. I will like do some work in you on the inside, but come as you are, broken, flawed edges, all of that. And then inside of that, maybe these things will start to change as you start to follow me and seek me directly. You might see these things start to fade off of you as well. And that's where true life change, I think, comes, is when it's from the inside out. So there you go. Little sermon there. Monday school.
Pastor Wally session.
You know the old saying, time marches on, and nothing could be truer when it comes to the music world. Acts that used to be popular back in the day, like Wally's era, are finding it tougher to be relevant in this day and time. Take, for instance, 60-year-old Axl Rose.
He's not 60, is he?
60 years old, 6-0. The lead singer of Guns N' Roses. Back in 87, Axl was living his best life with the hit Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything.
I remember when this song came out on MTV and blew it up, because these guys like were LA and like just kind of grimy LA rock band, and it was like going in the face of a lot of other music that was going out at the time, you know, and they were huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, now some 35 years later, Axl is still singing the hit, but it doesn't sound quite the same.
No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to hit the button. Hit it. I don't want to hit the button.
Ruining his hearing. Sounds like a Muppet.
That is so bad. I like when aging rock stars get out of breath or they forget the words. Like that's what happened there. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. Run to where to play. Yeah, that's so bad.
Another band that was big back in the hair band days was Def Leppard.
Yes.
Anybody out?
cowbell.
Fooling. I still want you to do a What This Song Needs with cowbell. Because you're so good at cowbell.
I gotta find my cowbell.
I know. I really want to do that still.
But now the members are starting a new endeavor.
Oh, like a rock leather clothing thing?
Well,
guitar
line? What you think it would be. Def Leppard has just put out a new makeup and candle line.
For the love.
Nice.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You're fooling me, right?
Makeup and candles.
No!
So they're all vegan and cruelty-free products.
No! At least make these things something that hurt an animal.
No!
That's terrible.
No! I mean, if you're a rock guy,
they're vegan and cruelty-free.
Come on, Joe Elliott, right now, goodness gracious. I think, is the drummer still alive? I know he lost an arm. I think he's still alive. If he's still alive, his arm that he lost in that car accident is rolling over in its grave.
Stop. That is a terrible thing to say. A couple of products that they're making available that will have their logo, their band logo on it, include eyeshadow palettes, blush, and highlighters.
You would have bought this back in the day.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
As well as nail decals, brush sets, and blending sponges.
No! Awesome. Stop it! You guys are ridiculous.
That's so funny.
Oh.
And finally, Kiss, a big hair metal band. Well known
they
for songs
sold out a long
like
time
this
ago,
one.
Man. I've interviewed Gene Simmons before. He's like the main guy, him and Paul Stanley. I've interviewed him before. I'm like, is there anything you won't put your name on? Like, it's so bad, man.
Well, I don't know if they're as bad as Def Leppard is. They haven't started a new product makeup and candle line.
No, they have Kiss Coffee. They have Kiss Coffee.
That's
they have
cool.
Kiss everything. But the coffee's all right. But the makeup line and the vegan-free candle, oh, Lord.
Well, Kiss, they were showing signs of confusion, which we all know is signs of aging. As well, when at one of their latest shows in Austria, they dropped a banner behind them that said, Kiss loves you, Austria. But instead of having the Austria flag emblem on it, it was the Australian.
Nice. Okay.
All right. I could see that happening. Austria and Australia, they're like one letter off, something like that.
That's true.
Not a lot. And so you've got some roadie that barely got his GED is like, hey, dude, we need you to get an Austria flag, please. And he's just typing in, okay,
yeah,
great.
Like, sure. That's
I'm not going to know what that looks like. And then throws it up on the thing. Honest mistake. Honest
that
mistake.
That one you understand, but not the vegan and cruelty-free.
No, absolutely. Okay. I don't understand that.
Well, nowadays, hair metal isn't a thing anymore, but K-pop is.
Yes.
Music groups from Korea are seeing their heyday in America, like Korean boy band BTS. It's catchy.
I give you that. It is nice, Gavin. Gavin knows the lyrics. All I know is bop, bop.
That's the only part of the song I know.
This is what men of Gavin's generation are bopping out to while you had Welcome to the Jungle and Def Leppard.
I don't know if it's the men. It might not be my men.
Yeah,
it might just be me.
Let me just point out that that's a very good point, Betty Rock. Like, here is man music.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and
And here's sensitive modern man music. My feelings. I'm talking about my feelings day and night. Oh, yeah.
Now, to be honest, though, that they're not American people. They're like South Korean guys. That's
sure.
a different culture that they're coming from. And the only reason that they're popular in our country is because of me and a bunch of teenage girls.
Yes, exactly.
Who love them.
You are part of the problem with this one.
Well, now there's a new K-pop band.
Yes.
And new reports show they have the biggest following on YouTube with around 75 million followers. That's in first place. And Justin Bieber is in second, BTS
Bieber
in third.
Is still like on
yes,
YouTube.
Yes, he's still relevant. Everyone loves Bieber.
How is that possible?
He's fantastic.
How is that possible?
Oh, hush. You love Bieber.
No, not
too.
Now. I loved early Bieber. I loved cute baby Bieber. Baby Bieber was
swooshy
cute.
Swooshy hair Bieber.
Yeah. Baby Bieber.
Swooshy 13-year-old baby Bieber was my favorite. Cute little 8-pound, 10-ounce baby Bieber. Lying in his manger there.
It's gone downhill ever since.
So this new song by this new group, K-pop group, It's called Pink Black, and their latest hit is called...
Even a dumb name.
No, it's not.
It's it called, is. The new hit is called Ice Cream, and it is what the kids call a bop. Mm. It looks so good, yeah, it looks so sweet. Looking good enough to eat. Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'. Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'. I know that my heart can be so cold.
Oh, for the love.
It's weird. I feel like I've heard that before. Is that new?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Called Ice Cream. Looks so good. Hey, looks so good.
It's funny because they're like, okay, we want to write a song. None of you speak English. You know any words? Ice cream? Okay, we'll do ice cream then. Let's write a song around that. Get the team together and then put some sense to it and some weird beats. And here we go.
Practice a little English.
Yeah, that is that. They're worse than BTS yeah. as far as, like, you know, they don't know English. Like, they're just saying words yeah. that, like, if I was to record a Spanish song, I can read Spanish, like, because I took enough Spanish, I could mm-hmm. I could pronounce it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have no idea what I was singing. And that's there. They're just saying words. It's ridiculous.
I liked it.
Did you? Oh,
did you really?
Yeah.
No.
I like the simple beat.
Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'.
Two words.
Hey, don't. It's better than no. Axl Rose now.
Actually, no, I don't believe so. K-pop really stinks, you know? And yeah, like, oh.
That sounds like he doesn't know English.
I don't care. I'll take that all day long. I'll take that every day over that K-pop
Well,
stuff.
Gavin and I will take BTS.
Yeah, we will.
Tonight. Yeah, that's great. I'm not playing it again.
No, I'm not.
I refuse. Don't you touch that button, Gavin. I forget Gavin can do that.
Touch the button.
He did, but I pulled the fader down. I still win.
Wait, let me see.
You can't do anything about it. I have a fader. Okay. No, stop it.
All right. Yes.
Turn it. I'll just leave my mic on. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got for for birthdays?
Yeah, you turned mine off.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
We don't have any birthdays today.
Wow, that's pretty great.
But we have a Caleb who is asking a question that has something kind of to do with what we talked about in the show today.
What?
And the question is, are there any pictures of your childhood that you wished you had managed to save?
Oh, save. I thought I meant get rid of. I have one I want to get rid of.
What?
It's me running through the house with a football helmet on and no pants. You just see my little tuchus hanging out there.
I feel like every parent has that yeah. blackmail picture of their
I know.
Kid.
And you're like, why? What is wrong with yeah. you? But yeah, it was in an album too that we had. Like, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah. My parents have a similar one of me.
Mm.
But I was just out there with a water hose.
Were you really?
With the goats?
Yeah.
With the goats.
I have so many like chunky baby pictures of me too. I was a chunky baby. I was a toe-headed chunky baby kid.
Gavin, what about you?
I think that it was like kindergarten or first grade. It was crazy hair day. Mm. And I could have gone any route, but I went pigtails, which was silly. But it looked really cute. So I'd rather get rid of the photo that makes me look like I was a girl in my young age. That's the only one I can think of that's not amongst the other naked baby photos.
I think like so many of my photos, because I'm so much older than you guys, are so dated. The clothes. Like, I mean, I have pictures from the 70s, early 80s, and it's like short tennis shorts, you know.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm well now, but back then I was a dime.
Because you couldn't be a quarter.
Yeah. Did anyone call you that?
No. I think that's going to do it for our aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.